here's a story from The World.
If you're a coffee maven, perhaps you know about a new brand from Colombia that is now available in the U.S. With the name Deportado, this is not a coffee that evokes the lush highlands of the Andes. Deportado aims to make a political statement about immigration reform. From the Colombian city of Cali, Manuel Rueda has that story.
Since he was deported to Colombia, Mauricio Zúñiga has been learning a lot about coffee. At a lab near Cali, he joins two women in white robes, who are professional tasters. Zúñiga slurps a spoonful of freshly brewed coffee and swirls it in his mouth for a few seconds before spitting it back out. These tasting sessions help him to come up with ideas for the blends that he now makes in Colombia and exports to the United States.
Our primary blend is with a specialty coffee called Sudan Rumé. And we're looking right now at a couple with another variety called Laurina and another variety called Geisha.
At the age of 62, Zúñiga has been forced to reinvent himself. With the help of family and friends, he set up a coffee brand called Deportado, which is Spanish for deported.
In our minds, we had the idea that this was going to create awareness about the issues of deportation and the unfairness of the system that was taking people like myself out of the country instead of actually resolving the issues within the country.
Zúñiga's immigration nightmare started on Halloween of 2018, when ICE agents carrying guns and badges arrived at his office in Miami.
So on October 31st of 2018, they came to my job and they basically arrested me in front of my wife and employees, my daughter.
At the time, Zúñiga owned a company that refurbished clinical beds for some of the biggest hospitals in South Florida. His wife, Roxanne, who was born in the United States, watched in astonishment.
The whole thing was just very traumatic and very difficult. I mean, I had to turn around and face all of our employees and try to explain to them what was going on.
The business, which had 10 employees, quickly began to fall apart.
That happened on a Wednesday, and on Friday, half of the guys quit. That was like, they were like, ay, Señora Roxana, yo me voy. What was I going to say? I mean, you know, what do you do?
Zúñiga's deportation stems from a banking crime he confessed to back in 1998. He did some months in jail for that, but he was working and living in the U.S. legally and applying for permanent status. Still, a judge refused to extend his visa.
No matter what we did and explained the zero tolerance policies that were enacted during the Trump administration, just basically said, that's it.
Zúñiga had worked as an informant for the DEA in the late 90s and early 2000s as part of a deal to reduce his sentence for banking fraud. He helped agents to identify businessmen laundering money for drug cartels, but that didn't stop his deportation. Instead, he was flown to Colombia and had to start thinking about what to do next.
I mean, I try to do more of the medical stuff, but it was a very closed environment to that. So I did what I did best. You know, I mean, I speak both languages, so I did translations for quite some time and got paid for that.
His wife, Roxanne, managed to sell off their company's assets and joined him in Colombia. During a visit to a friend's coffee farm, the couple realized that they could build a new business.
The idea came from a good friend of mine. Like I said, here in this farm that we're looking at, we came and I said, hey, you know, why don't you look at doing something like this? You know, we had friends in the business and gradually we visited the farms. Gradually we learned more about coffee.
In April of this year, Deportado exported its first batch of ground coffee to the United States. The company makes three blends that are named Amnesty, La Sombra, or The Shadow, and La Fuerza, which means strength. Zúñiga says that his daughters Julia and Alina came up with the names. Julia, an art teacher in Colorado, says that at first the family had doubts about making the brand so political, but eventually everybody warmed up to the Deportado name.
But the reality is that this is happening not just to people in the United States, it's happening to people around the world from all different types of backgrounds. And I think it's something that needs to be spoken about. So many conversations are had over cups of coffee, and why not something as important as this one?
For every bag it sells, Deportado donates $1 to Families Belong Together, a group that helps immigrants going through deportation proceedings.
We understand that we have been very privileged during this time to have access to resources. And we also acknowledge that there are people that are going through the same thing that don't have the resources that we did.
Suniga says that the coffee brand has given him something positive to do while he tries to get a new visa to return to the United States. But setting up this business hasn't been easy. He's been battling a prostate cancer that resurfaced after he was deported. And the recent protests and roadblocks in Colombia have slowed down his plans to export more coffee. Still, the 62-year-old says that all of this makes him more resilient and has taught him that it's never too late to get a fresh start.
And I tell my daughters always that Colonel Sanders created Kentucky Fried Chicken when he was 66 years old. We still have four more years.
Suniga plans to spend the time expanding the business and is hoping to reunite with his family in the United States. For The World, I'm Manuel Rueda in Cali, Colombia.